You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. And I say that because this program is based out of the Word of God. That's where we're coming to you. The Word of God, these truths are in the Word of God. Everything that I say to you, like I say to my church, there's a scripture verse or verses for every truth that I share with you here today. And always, this is WGOD Radio. This is the daily 15-minute radio program trekking through the Word of God. We're verse by verse, usually, and that's what we're doing here. We're in the book of Acts. We're in chapter 16, and we're right in the middle of this confrontation between the Apostle Paul and a woman with the spirit of, well, the translations say divination, but the Greek word is pythonos. It's a python, a spirit of python. Now, there at the Delphi, there supposedly was a serpent that watched out over the oracle of Delphi. But that's no match for the child of God or for an apostle or for Almighty God or the Spirit of God. And Paul casts a demon out of this woman in a minute. But the fascinating thing is the woman is backing what they said. She said, pay attention to these guys. They're showing you the way to be saved. So why would a demon show you how to be saved? Answer, well, I believe I'm going to answer it in this sermon. So let's take it from there. We're in Acts chapter 16, and this is part 3. If you'd like a copy of this, you can email me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. Here's part 3.
Just like Jesus, when he turned, he wasn't speaking to Judas. He says, what you do, do quickly. He wasn't talking to Judas. He was talking to Satan. That's a whole nother sermon in its own right. Here, he's not talking to the woman. He's talking to the spirit inside of the woman. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out. And he came out that very hour, as all of them do and will. But when her masters saw their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas, dragging them into the marketplace to the authorities. And they brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city. And they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe. Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they laid many stripes on them, they threw them in prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them in the inner prison. This must have been another prison, one on the inside of the prison. Seems like this was a special, a more secure prison. Having received such a charge, he put them in the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. What a ruckus. Now, first of all, let me ask the question, or perhaps you're thinking, how or why would a demon-possessed person speak the truth and deliberately lead someone to Jesus Christ? And I've got both answers for you today. How and why? Let's start with the why. Why? Why would this happen? Why would a demon do that? Why would a demon deliberately hurt his own kingdom and tell people how to be saved? Why would a demon do that? And if they do that, who can I trust? Answer? Because once you believe this person, then they've got you. Like these false teachers. There's one lie amongst five truths, like baking a cake with a rotten egg in it. Let me ask you a question. If I made a cake with a rotten egg in it, would you eat it? Only one. Maybe the cake, that's the bigger cake. It's got 10 eggs, and there's only one rotten egg. Would you eat it? Would you eat a cake with a rotten egg in it? Only you can decide that. I wouldn't. This is how the devil works. Truth, 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 truth. There's one lie amongst four truths. Yeah, I believe Jesus. Yeah, he was the Son of God. But he was a sinner. And there's lots of ways to heaven. I mean, you got truth, 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 lie, lie. This person, once you believe this person, they've got you hook, line, and sinker. A little leaven, Paul says. Leaven's the whole lump. One little piece of leaven, yeast, in the bread, and the whole thing is corrupted. One rotten egg will kill you when it comes to spiritual matters. These are servants of the Most High God. That's El Elyon. These are servants of El Elyon. They're teaching you the way to be saved. Then once they leave, you're now going to First Avenue Python on Sundays, where Jezebel is the pastor. And yet you laugh? Look at what happened in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 18. If you want to turn there, if not, I'm going to read it. Revelation 2:18, Jesus says, "Now to the angel," or pastor, "of the church in Thyatira write, these things says the Son of God, who's got eyes like a flame of fire, his feet like fine brass. I know your works, your love, your service, your faith, your patience. As for your works, the last are more than the first. Nevertheless, I've got a couple things against you, because you let that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she does not repent. Indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed." That's a stretcher, Greek word kline, meaning they're going to haul this woman out of here in a stretcher. "I will cast her into a sick bed, and those that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless if they repent of her deeds. And I will kill all of her children with death. And all the churches will know that I am he who searches minds and hearts." I bet. Imagine that. If half the people and half the churches in this country drop dead today, all the churches will know. Indeed, we certainly will know. Just like what happened to Ananias and Sapphira when they dropped dead. It says, "Then great fear fell upon the whole church." When they dragged them two out by their shirt tails, everyone knew. "I will kill her children with death, and all the churches will know I am he who searches minds and hearts. I will give to each one of you according to your works." So that's the end result of following a false teacher and a deceiver. She's in the church. She's leading the church. My Bible translation, the majority text, says that this woman was the pastor's wife. The pastor's wife was Jezebel. Okay, little leaven leavens the whole lump. Once you believe someone like this, they go out, they tell you the truth. Well, these guys are showing you the way to be saved. And then Paul and Silas leave, and you're left with this hissing demon to lead your group. That's why he was greatly annoyed. That's why this happens. Okay, that's the end result of following the false teacher and a deceiver. Now for the how. How does this happen? Turn with me, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. No, we're not done yet. I need another 45 minutes. What else do you have to do today? Huh? Watch CNN? The news? Shopping for masks? Hand fertilizer? That was last week's misstep. Heaven forbid we go another 20 minutes. How? First, 2 Corinthians, I said second, didn't I? 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 12. Paul says, but what I do, I'm going to keep on doing it so that I may cut off the opportunity from those that desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the things of which they boast. That is, like this woman with the spirit of Python on the inside of her. Paul goes on, for such, that's people like that, such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder. For Satan, look at this, verse 14. For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. I don't know what horror movie to compare that to. Is that Invasion of the Body Snatchers? Where you fall asleep and you wake up and someone else is in their place? That's the how. Satan's emissaries around the world transform themselves into ministers of righteousness. They masquerade as Christians. The word transform, it's not the same word used of us. When Jesus said, Paul said, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, Romans 12, 2, by the renewing of your mind. That's the word metamorphe. It means to change forms. Same word used of Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. It says he was transfigured before them and his face shone like the sun. That's to change forms on the inside. When Jesus changed, he changed forms and they saw him for what he really looks like. White and glistening and awesome. White hair like wool. His face shining. His feet like brass. He was all.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.